Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It's Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And I'm here to talk to you today as managers and wanting to remind you that the first and most important person for you to empower is yourself. Now, a few weeks ago, I gave a presentation on the traps we fall into because we take our idea of being a good manager too far. And I have written several times on this theme. And what I want to say about it is that when you're all bunched up in your head about an employee problem, I have found that 9 out of 10 times is because you're struggling with your idea of what a good manager should be. So, for instance, a good manager should be, number one, motivate their employees. And yet, taken too far, sometimes we end up doing the employee's job for them. Number two, a good manager should be able to, for instance, release their employees' potential. And yet, we can make ourselves crazy when our employees aren't responding. And sometimes we want the development or advancement more for them than they do. P.S. That's a flag for you if you want it more than they do. Another example, number three. A good manager should always have time for their employees, and yet you have a right to make choices in your favor when their concern can wait and yours can't. And another example, number four. A good manager should always have the right answer, and yet that can create an unhealthy dependence on you from your employees and also create a great burden on your time. Now, you've heard me say it before. I have coached hundreds of managers for hundreds of hours, and I have so many clients who come to me and want their employees to change when what it's really about is a change in thinking on their part. Now, ultimately, and you already know this, all you can do is change yourself, your behaviors, attitudes, and choices. And the funny and great thing is that people often then change in response to your change. So when I see managers struggling with what words to use and wanting to know a magic formula to get their employees' attention, and they're wanting to know how to create more initiative and motivation, how to get employees to truly pull their weight, the real deal is actually the first and most important person to empower is yourself. Now, dollars to donuts, you're going to get caught in one of the traps I described above. I certainly have. And it's a trap created by you taking your idea of what a good manager should be too far. So what's needed is for you to give yourself permission to make a different choice. What would be an empowering choice? What would stop the spin? What would get you out of the rut? It's as if this phase in a management career is like a weight loss plateau. You know there's still room for you to go, and you keep doing the same things you've always done, but it doesn't work anymore. You're stalled out. And that's because there comes a point that when, unless you empower yourself more, you and your employees are going to get in a rut. It's almost like they can only be as empowered as you allow yourself to be. So my question to you is, what's the next step for you to empower yourself? Again, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.